Monday night, Rabbi Yossi Moore.
When it comes to Chesh and Mishpat, then even the best of the best is difficult to see this straight away. That's what the Ksav Sofer brings. Ksav Sofer says, I heard this story from my father, the Chasam Sofer. He says that the smile wasn't based in, and he said a taina, which he writes clearly in Sma Nishtazoi. It just shows when it comes to Chesh and Mishpat, it's a difficult Indian to see through it. And Baruch Hashem, I think that's the maila that we can discuss Chesh and Mishpat. When it's not negay to ourselves, to be clear on the halacha, so when it's negay to ourselves, then we can see through it. There's a shayla that we ended up discussing last week, and that is benegay to lo sachmoid. And let me briefly explain that lo sachmoid that people think of is that when you walk down the road and see someone's got a nice house or someone's got a nice car, you shouldn't be jealous of it. You shouldn't be jealous of it. But we explained that lo sachmoid doesn't mean that. You're not over the loud by thinking that. The lo sachmoid really means that if I see that you have something, and I put pressure on you that I should take ownership in what you have, and I actually take ownership in what you have, right? So I see you got a nice car, and I say to you, are you going to sell your car? And you say no. I say, and I put pressure on you to give me the car, and we'll make a sale because of that. And now I've got your car. That's it. It's a lo sachmoid. It's a very interesting car. So very. Now, if he just shows, now, obviously, no, please. If he just shows his interest that I want to buy your car, by the way, and I push him a couple of times, 2-3 times is a normal way of saying, you know, but if every time, weeks later, he's still, no, what's this? No, so that would be a shayla of leisachmit. No, it's more than that. It's haftzorah. The Loshon Rambam is haftzorah. You're putting pressure. It's not stop asking. It's more than that. It's a step, it's further. That is a situation where a person is not really willing to, it's not really up for sale. And Yen is pressurizing him, that's where there's Isra Lesachmid. It's a very funny case. Lesachmid, well, only if you end up buying it, that would be an Isra Lesachmid all the way along. Right? If he says no, then yeah, then Lemaise, it didn't happen, and there's no, and nothing happens. Interesting, it's thrown on the Tzitzah. It's once the sale is over, you're over Lesachmid. There's an Isra Lesachmid to pursue it and to pressurize it and to get it. If you didn't get in the end, there's no lab in the Lisachmid. Yeah, in the Chanami, that's what I mean. In the Chanami, okay. That's Machlokes Rambam and Rabban. I understand Lisa's Ava. Is Lisa's Ava dependent on Lisachmid? This can get complicated. That is clear, it's Shulchan Aruch. I'm just reading out Shulchan Aruch. If I have Shulchan Aruch, I'll read it clearly. Is Lisachmid? Again, lo sachmoid doesn't mean that we always know that a person knows that Yenom, he made a sach geld. I'm jealous of him, I wish I had him. You're over lo sachmoid? Definitely not, that's human nature. Lo sachmoid is a step further, that you not only want it, but you pursue it. You're getting dangerous. That's what the Loshon, the Medrash Rezi must be. That's where lo sachmoid kicks in. There's no lo sachmoid, it might be a good middos. It's extreme cases. But let me share with you that we said that you could be over lesachmid very easily. And we discussed the case where a person's on holiday with his family and he wanted to take after a barbecue, is quite in the mood to have a geschmack of Coke, and in the countryside there's no bottles of Coke. And he says to his member of family, please let me have a Coke, I'm quite thirsty. And he says, no, I actually want it for my family, it's very hard to get. And he's like, a few minutes later, you know, they got the friendly pressure, the family pressure, and he's saying in a nice way, and the mice, you get it off the other person. That, after putting pressure, that is considered leisachmid. And listen to the shayla. Someone asked Ruchaim Kinesi, they asked Ruchaim Kinesi the shayla, geshmak shayla. Reuven comes over to Shimon, and he says, Shimon, can I have a sweet? Do you mind if I have a sweet? Shimon says, no. Reuven says, Baruch atah Hashem lekelecha shakinim b'dvari. What's the should Shimon give it? Should he not give it? What if you would be Shimon, right? I come along and say, Baruch atah Hashem shakinim b'dvarim. Okay? What would you say? Zok Reb Chaim Kinesi, you don't need to give it because this person's over leisachmid. That means leisachmid is when you put pressure, you corner someone to take an object that he has. It's a fascinating concept that leisachmid is not as we thought it is, and it can be relevant to even small things. A small item, I like that. Yeah, let me take it. Come on, we're friends. Whatever nusach you use, it can be different setups. Whatever nusach you use, that you get it off the other person, and he doesn't want to give it, that's where the Torah kicks in of leisachmid. Okay, that's a very interesting zach. And according to the Mishnah Berurah, the Chofetz Chaim has got an understanding that not only if you pressurize to sell it, is that Esolei Sachmois. But even if you pressurize him to give it as a matona, like we discussed before, like the case was before, even if you put pressure to take it as a matona, Chofetz Chaim's got a fascinating line. You know the Chofetz Chaim, one of his foreign, he wrote, was called Sefer HaMitzvos HaKotzer. He wrote Sefer HaMitzvos, but not like the Rambam that writes all the mitzvahs, 613. He writes the Kotzer, just the ones which are relevant. And not so many, about 78, very few of them, he writes as Negei Lemaisa. And one of them is the Isur of Leisachmoit Dovah Shel Chaveiroi, and the Vahamidah, he's Masber here nicely, Shemeshtadil Lohoitzi Machshavtoi Lepoil, right? He wants to work out what he's thinking, and he wants to work out Lemaisa, Umar Bereim Al Chaveiroi, Umafzir Boy, at Shelokhoi Mimenu, even if he gives money, is over, listen to this. Umotzoi Zeh, this is common. Bechosim with a son-in-law, Shemachbid al Choisnoi, he puts pressure on his father-in-law, I don't know, he thinks it's common, and at least in his time, Koidem HaChasana, before the Chasana, Sheyitin Noi Dova Ploini or Ploini, she give him certain things, Mashalai Hisna, Zebeshaz Ksivis Otanoim. And even though the father-in-law gives what the son-in-law asks, Afal Pikin Oiva Chosin Alav Zelaz Lisachmet. Because if he's under pressure to give a certain item, a specific item, it's not referring to money, that's the Evan Yisrael's Masbir, the Chofetz Chaim, the Yisrael Yaakov Fisher's got a tshuva about this Chofetz Chaim, and he says it doesn't refer to stam money, because Lisachmet doesn't apply to money, it applies to specific items. So let's say, a father-in-law, or a father for that price, he's got an old car, and he wants to trade it in and get a few hundred pounds for it. Is it called trade it in? What's it called? He wants to get part exchange, and because yeah, it's worth a bit of money, and that's what his intention is. Comes along the son-in-law says, you know what, daddy? Yeah, and he starts using nice nuschois, you know, covering the nuschois to try and get it off him. You know, I can do with the car. It's very good. I'll do this. It's very good. And he says, actually, I'm not. I want to change it. This is what I want to do. It's worth quite a lot of money. And the Maaseh, he uses ways of being mafsir the father-in-law. That is the case of the Chofetz Chaim that he writes in a sefer. That would be a shaila of leisachmid. Again, we're just trying to avoid leisachmid. Is when a person has a chifetz and then someone gets it off him, that would be a shaila of leisachmid. I want to share with the olam a hair-raising tshuva, absolute hair-raising tshuva, a humbling tshuva, which is from the Evan Yisrael. Rabbi Yisrael Yaakov Fisher, he's got a tshuva where a person has got kidney trouble. And kidney trouble, he needs to have another kidney transplant. And this person has got a brother, where his brother's kidney is compatible to the brother who's in need of a kidney. And the father wants to pressurize, call it the healthy child, to donate one of his kidneys to the son that requires a spare kidney. This is a very hair-raising, again, a humbling shayla. I get very scared to talk about these things. The Maaseh, in his tshuva, in Evan Yisrael, he declares the shoyl, the person asked Rabbi Yisrael Yaakov Fisher the following shayla. This was the parent. Can we put pressure on our child, on the healthy child? We can't see our child like this, the other child, which is not well. Can we put pressure, get a certain amount of pressure, can we put pressure to take a kidney off him? Why? Because of Leisachmoid. Can you imagine? That's his shayla to Evan Yisrael. We want to put a certain amount of healthy pressure onto the child to make sure that this is done. Again, it's a whole mindset how it's done, but Lemaisa, we can't see this continuing. We want to pressurize a person to steal his kidney. It's a fascinating shayla.
It's not an obvious thing that the brother
wants
to do it for his brother.
True. No, I think naturally they would want to, but in certain cases they're scared. Maybe have health conditions. No, we did say, hold on a second. He does mention this point. He says from the Chofetz Chaim, you see, even if you don't pay, you see, you're trying to take something off him as a matona, like the father-in-law. The son-in-law takes it off the father-in-law. Sorry? Okay, so it's not a the kibbadav is not mechayev, a son is not mechayev to listen to a father to damage himself or to do anything like that. He wouldn't be mechayev. Yeah, that's what Rabbi Sura mentioned, that a person wouldn't be obligated to listen to his father when it's negay to himself. The Moshe is a hamakna in Kiddushin, a famous hamakna that the Olim speak about. If the father tells the son, by the way, wear a scarf tonight, wear a coat tonight, it's very, very, very cold. I want you to wear a coat. The hamakna has got a greater tzad than the Rishonim. His son's not mechayev to listen to his father. Why? Because the chiyuv kibud is that the son should honor the father. Now we all know that honor is like a very broad term, but the Amakna goes to town with it to explain the father doesn't own the son, right? The son has to be mechabed and respect and look after the father. Oh, but to respect all his opinions and everything like that—that's he's not mechuyev.
Is it a sachmi by fresh rice to sell it to him, not to me?
Very geshmak, Ruchaim. That's one of his fun. Very geshmak. The sachmoid, he says, very geshmak. Ruchaim is responding. You remember what it is. He says, number one is, he says, Aval dova shechoim doi la'atzmoi, that's when the shaykh le sachmoid. Aval choymet shela acherim ye, le shaykh was le sachmoid. He says, le sachmoid is only if I'm after your product for myself. So if let's say the brother, which needs the kidney, if he puts pressure, that could be a shaykh. Okay, you could say that. But the maisi, he wants to say it's limited. Because the Vav Lisachmud is that the Torah wants to keep people's tithes under control. If a person puts pressure, goes around putting pressure to get what he wants, that's dangerous, that's the Rashi. And the Torah, that must be, it leads to all sorts of things. But when it comes to a person doing it for someone else, for a Torah, so that you won't apply. And then he's got another Svara, which he says, Lisachmud doesn't apply to something you can't see. If you can't see it, it's an interesting Svara, okay? And then he says one final thing is, he wants to say, what else he's saying, another Svara. Kids, so he's marach a bit about it, why it's not Lisachmid. But I think I just want to drill it in, that the idea of Lisachmid is to put pressure. I see you got something nice, I'll put pressure, I'll have a word with you after Marav, if you know what's happening with this, and I'll get it off you, and that's where there is Lisachmid.
So if you cook, if the shop closes at 6 o'clock, you call 5%, and you pressurize him, you'll have Lisachmid as well. It's not like that.
Pressurize them. Okay, I think it's not done then.
You pressurize somebody to give a shear or pressurize somebody to his
stocker. No. Both. That's very interesting. Both of these points are different. When you're giving a shear, it's not giving an item. It's dafka when you give an item. Another point is, stocker is a different thing that you can put pressure in. The Gemara, you find. Godel, Hama, Asa, Yoisam, and Oisa. There is a Musig, an allowance of putting a certain amount of pressure, at least. When it comes to stocker, it is a different story. That's hence that we understand why what's going on. And the Maisa, that's not going to interfere with the Lusachmud. I do want to mention that. Not Issa Lusachmud. If a person just stand jealous, he can't stand the fact that his neighbor's got such key, so much liach with Parnosa, so much liach with his car, so much liach, and he goes around chewing himself up, he's not Issa Lusachmud. It's not a healthy thing to do, but he's not Issa Lusachmud. So it's a very interesting havana, and we want to know, we want to get that sense that it was right. So that's it, when you get to Lusachmud, then you've got a Nochan Akuda, if some Rishonim will hold it, might be Lusus Ave, that's, we have to throw that in, it's Machlokes Rambam and Rabban. Now, we do have to throw something out. I want to share with you something. I want to see what you say. Because I don't know. I've discussed it a few times with the Chachamim. And I think the maskana is, we haven't got a good raya, but someone choshev says it. And I don't know, I'm not sure. We need raya for this. If I go to you and I want to buy your car, you're selling your car, how much do you want for your car? You're selling your car £3,500. Okay, I look at it, I get someone to look at it, someone good to know what he's doing, because that's what you need to do before you buy a car. You need to get someone to look who knows what he's doing. Okay, so he comes around, and he looks at it, and he gives you advice, and he says, go for it. Okay, so you come over to him, and you say, I'm happy with the car. What's the bottom price? Bottom price, £3,500. Okay, so the yenim says, hey, what's the bottom price? Okay, if you act quickly and you perform, the £3,300. No, come on, I'm in command, another £100, £3,200, okay, £3,200. From there, once a person does it 2-3 times, that's already normal, it's already sort of normal, depending where you come from, it's quite normal. Where you come along, and you come along with the lip, and you come along with the extra mile, and you somehow manage, you know, these people are somehow magicians, how they manage before you know it, you agree with 2,500, somehow. They've got your head, I don't know how they do it, they've got your head somewhere else, right? They start talking to you about your son and they're amazing and it. And before you know it, you've agreed on £2,500, somehow, right? These people are well sought after, these sales people, they're well sought after, they make a lot of money. Now, so, you should know, this sefer, he brings a very chosher sefer, Ali has been on the chaver, he wants the taina, that to push someone down on price to a level that when he walks back home, he feels taken advantage. He kicks himself. Oh, I should never have given him that. £2,500? You know, it was 3.5, and then I went down to 3.3, 3.2. Okay, 3.1 would have been the max. Oh, he somehow managed to get me to 2.7, 2, down to all the way there, and he feels bittered. right? So he wants to taina. If it's gone over the expected price, that he was happy to sell it, even though at the end, because of the conversation, he was happy, he agreed. He wants to taina as the sakhmet.
Gemara says you always have problems with
sakhmet. That's good. That's good, Gemara. That's good. Sorry? Is it any different? Is it, the poskim don't make any chilek? Because only a no doesn't apply. We're not discussing, that's interesting. We're not discussing, we're talking about Lisachmoid. He wants the taina, and I discussed this with quite a few people. There's no raya, so it's hard to say this. It's hard to say that this is Lisachmoid. He quotes, and I haven't got a sefer that he quotes. He's just quoting Mepia Shmuel from Sholem Shradron, who used to say that up to three times you can ask for another reduction. You go to a shop and it's a Strasbourg. Anacha, okay, Od Anacha, three times. Yeah. Okay, after two, three times, that's called normal asking. But once you start pressurizing to get it lower, that's when he quotes from Shomash Abdullah as saying, it's a Lisachmid. It's hard for me to be makabal such a chiddush. I think it's a big chiddush. Okay, because yes, if someone knocks him down, I don't know if it's a Asisa Yoshev Atoiv. I don't know if he's Mekayim, the Pasuk of Asisa Yoshev Atoiv, that he's really knocked him down. But on the other hand, to say it's Lisachmid, I don't know. I think it needs a better raya. I think, what do you say? You don't have Lisachmoid. Anyone else thinks Lisachmoid? Just Svar Chitoyna. Svar Chitoyna, again, you have to see the Indian. Svar Chitoyna, again, it could be. Because the mice you're paying and you got him to agree to that price.
Say no.
Something to think about overnight.
It's not that
fresh price
to sell it.
You
wanted to sell it.
Yes. He pushed him. So now the extra £300, look at maybe the product on a whole, I've pushed him. He didn't really want to sell it for 2.5. I've somehow managed, through the conversation, I chuffed him up about his son. I made him spin. You know, you get this. You know what I'm talking about. You come and you knock, before you know it, you've got your hands in it, and you're writing the receipt. A chevaman, that's something to think about. I also find a bit of a chiddush. I realize now that I've only got through less than a third of what we need to get through. We're going to get cracking tomorrow. Mr. Shem, a bit quicker. Thank you. Wow, so